Today's Shir Masechta Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chaf Amid Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara by Rami Bechama. Hoya Mukzakim Betavish Ishalai. Everybody knew that there was a certain platter, whatever, that belonged to the wife. The get Kosvala, and there's a get written on that tablet. V'reyotz Metachas Yodai. But now, The husband is holding on to this tablet. And the question is, Mahu, how does the halacha look at this situation? Mi'amrinan, can we assume, that as we've learned in our previous year, the Torah requires that when the husband gives the wife the get, the Torah says, v'nosam b'yoda, he has to put the get into her hands. And the question is, can we assume that the get that we see here is a get that the husband put into her hands? She gave him this tablet. She made him the owner of the tablet, and then he was able to write the get on it. Can we be confident that that happened? Maybe we're concerned. A woman is not familiar to do a kinyan. And there are a number of ways of understanding what does the Gemara mean when it says that a woman doesn't know how to do a kinyan. Some Rishonim explained the Gemara quite simply, that a woman is not familiar with Hilchos Kinyanim. Another pshat that I saw, and that the Gemara's concern is that this woman doesn't know the halacha that we've been discussing of a nasan biyada, that the halacha requires that the husband own the get on which it's being written, on the paper or the tablet on which it's being written, and therefore, because she isn't that familiar with that halacha, she didn't give him ownership. Another pshat is that the concern here is that obviously it was not her intention that the husband become the permanent owner of this tablet. She only gave it to him in order that the get should be written on it. And once the get is written on it, she will be able to be divorced. So this is known as a matana amnas lachzer. She gave it to him with the intention that he will return it to her. And that a matana amnas lachzer should be effective, one has to know the halachas of a matara manas lahachshir. And the Gemara's question here is, maybe she isn't familiar with those halachas. And therefore, Rabbi Bechama's question is that, will this get be effective? Amar bai toshma, afhu, Rabbi Huda ben Baba,
there's a small village next to Yerushalayim. There was an elderly person who lived there.
He was a person that would lend money to everybody in the village.
And he would write on a piece of paper, and people would sign that document. And the question was that a legally accepted document? The question was asked to the Chachamim, and they said that it's a fine shtar. But asked the Gemara of Amai, how could the Chachamim say that it was a valid shtar? Habina sefer mikne v'laka, the halacha is that the makna, the loiva, is the one that has to write the shtar. And here, the malva was the one that was writing the shtar. Elav, one must be say, that this person gave the ownership of the shtaris, even though he was the malva, he gave the ownership of the shtaris to the loiva, and since he gave over the ownership of the shtaris to the loiva, that's why it was a valid shtar. Amarava, says the Gemara, my kusha, what is the question? Dilma, Shani, Zok and Shani, the other Laknuye. As we started this piece of Gemara, We were concerned that a woman doesn't know how to make a kinyan, a woman doesn't know the halachas of kinyonim. And therefore, we have to be concerned that she know how to make the to make sure that the get was under the ownership of the husband in order for it to be a valid get. But this sakin was enough of a Talmud Chacham that knew that halacha. So how are we comparing the two cases? El Amar Rava. So again, we're back to trying to understand the question of Rami Bar Chama. And again, another pshat in the question that I saw is that the whole basis, this is a Shas concept, the whole basis of Kinyonim is, the basis of Kinyonim is very much connected to Gemiras Das. And who says that this woman had the proper Gemiras Das? El Amar Rava Mahacham. Arev. If we have a guarantor on a loan document, but the guarantor's signature is below the signature of the Edom. The halacha is that the guarantor is responsible, but when a guarantor takes responsibility, frankly, when anyone takes responsibility, not only is he responsible, but all of his assets become responsible. And when we say that all of his assets become responsible, what that really means is that if after he became a guarantor, he sold assets, the malva could go after those assets. This Mishnah is teaching us that he signed his name after the shtar was written, after it was signed, and the guarantee the Mishnah is teaching us is a valid guarantee. The only issue is, since his guarantee is below the signature of the Eidim, not above it, it doesn't have a kol. It's not well known, and that's why his assets, his mishubadim, assets that he sells off, are not going to be mortgaged. But what we see clearly from this Gemara, we just learned that the shtar has to be a sefer mikna. That means, in this case, that the malva had to give ownership of the shtar to the ariv, and then the ariv will own this document and write then the ariv. So we see that everybody is familiar with this halacha, who has to own the shtar. And so, presumably, the same halacha would be with the wife who gave the tablet to the husband, to which Rav Ashi says, "My kusha." Rav Ashi says, "Well, we just said before, the point that you just made," says Rav Ashi, "is not a compelling proof." The whole basis of our Gemara has consistently been that we're concerned that women don't notice halacha, but men do notice halacha. And the case that was mentioned in the Mishnah that we're quoting now is a case of a woman, of a man, and that's why it can't be a good raya. Ella Amar Rav Ashi Mehocha. We're going to learn a Mishnah Mitzvashem in the next blot, Daf Chav Beis Amar Beis. The Mishnah says, Ishik Services Gita, she could have the get written on her paper and then have that get given to the husband, and then the husband gives it to her. Hey, Ish. And similarly, as we've discussed, after the get is given to the wife, when a couple gets married, they have to have a ksuba. And what happens is that the ksuba payment, the husband at the time of their getting divorced, gives the ksuba to the wife. What does the wife have to give the husband? What the wife has to give the husband at that time is a shiver. He has to give her a receipt that they have agreed that she got paid off. So the halacha is that she could have the get written and he'll pay and then give it to him and he'll take ownership, and that's why it'll be a kosher get. And vice versa, he could take ownership of the shiver. He could write the shiver and give it to her. Why? Because, explains the Mishnah, Shein kim haget el b'chesamav. As long as the signature of these documents was done properly, everything else we can be certain was done properly. And here too, we can be confident that the woman gave ownership of this tablet to her husband before it was given to her as a get. Amar Rav, so says Rav, a kasul la get. If a husband wrote a get for his wife, for nasan loy, nasan biyad avdai, and then he gave this get to his servant, and kasul shtamatan alav, and he gave her ownership over the evid. The halach is kanasa, she becomes the owner of the get, and the owner of the owner of the get and owner of the evet umiskareshes by, because once she becomes the owner of the evet, so the evet becomes like a chaser. And the halacha is that yes, as we've been learning, the Torah says that the get for nosam b'yada has to be given into her hand. But as we're going to learn many times in our masechta mitzvah, putting the get into a chaser, putting the get into a property, is a valid form of a kinyan of a get. And a eved is considered the chatzar of the woman. Since the eved is considered the chatzar of the woman, then the halach is that it's a valid get. And from here, the Ritva points out that as long as the get is put into our chatzar, even if she's not standing by our chatzar, the get will be valid. Because the Gemara didn't say anywhere, points out the Ritva, that this woman is standing next to the Eved. The woman doesn't have to be standing next to the Eved. As long as the Eved is considered her chatzar, it's adequate. Vamai, but ask the Gemara, how can we call an Eved a chatzar, and therefore his receiving of the get, because he is owned by this woman, will be considered a valid get? Chatzar malachas he. The halacha is that a chatzar malachas, a place that isn't kavua, a place that isn't one place, like a servant that is moving, doesn't have the characteristic of a chatzar. And the halacha that we just learned, that a chatzar could be a place for a kinyan of a get, is only on something which is a real chatzar. And the Rishonim debate, why is a chatzar malachas not acceptable? Rashi and Tosfos learned, because the halacha of chatzar is learned, as we said, from Hayad. The Torah HaKadosh said that where should the get be put into? V'nasnan b'yado. The chatzar is like Hayad, but Hayad is not something that is separate from her. When she goes, Hayad goes. So the chatzar has to be the same. Another pshat that the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran explain, the definition of a chatzar is something that I can control and watch. The halachic wording for this is a chatzar hamishtameris. The eved, something that is not under my control, is not a chatzar mishtameris. The chitema, ba'omid, that the eved is standing there next to the woman, v'amarava, kol anything that, if it was walking, that isn't considered a proper chatzar, then the halach is, Oymid v'yoshiv, even if he happens not to be walking, loikana, it's still not going to be considered a valid chatzar. V'lchasa, so therefore says the Gemara, when will putting the get into the hand of the Eved, which is owned by the woman, be considered an acceptable way to deliver a get? The coffers, when the Eved is signed, is tied up, so he isn't going anywhere. And Rashi and Tosfos in the Rosh add that it isn't adequate that he's tied up. He also has to be sleeping, because if he's not sleeping, then he's a human being, and he's not totally under the control of the woman. Once he's not completely under the control of the woman, we come back to the original issue that he would not be considered a chatzar to be considered a valid get. Vamarava, kasal a get. If a man wrote a get to his wife, and he put it into his own chatzar, and then the kasal shtamatan alav, and then he wrote a document that he's giving the woman that chatzar. The halach is kanasai. The halach is that she becomes the owner of the chatzar and of the get, and therefore Mesgareshes Bo. It will be considered a valid get. I saw that there was a story in Brisk with Reb Chaim Brisker, where a husband put down a get on the table in an envelope, and the woman then just took that whole envelope. And the question that was asked to Reb Chaim is that it's not for Nosan. She took it. He didn't put it down. So Reb Chaim said that it is a good get. He said it's exactly like what we just learned in our Gemara. That just like a get that's put down in the chotzer of a woman. And here, there's even a bigger chiddush, that the chotzer was not the woman's originally, but it became at the same time her chotzer. So we have the concept of gitoy v'chatzeroy, boy and kechot, the two happened simultaneously. The envelope is considered her property. Since the envelope is considered her property, says Reb Chaim Brisker, we have here again that's why it's going to be, because it's in her envelope, it's like in her chotzer. And once it's in her envelope, which makes it like it's in her chotzer, it's enough to be of good get. V'tzricha, says the Gemara, that we've learned this concept, that you could give something and it becomes hers, and that's why it'll be a valid get, in two different applications. One application, we've learned it, regarding the Eved that becomes hers, and therefore the get that's by the Eved is an Archotzer. And the other case is when actually a Chotzer was given to her. And the Gemara, and again, it's the same concept that the Chotzer and the get come at the same time. So ask the Gemara, why was it necessary to teach us both rules that are seemingly the same? But Trichadish min Eved havamina dafka Eved by the Eved, av Chotzer. By chotzer, we have to be concerned. The legzer mishum chotzer ba'olach mikan. That by chotzer, we have to be concerned. As we said, it's only if the chotzer became hers at the same time that he put the get. So we had the concept of gita v'chatzeroi ba'ke'echad. But if he put down the get in his chotzer, and only after he put down the get in his chotzer did he give her ownership of the chotzer, it would be too late. That's why we say we don't have to be concerned about that. Says the Gemara, V'yashmin b'chotzer avamina davka chotzer aval eved. We explain that the only time will it be workable by an eved is an eved who's kafus, who's tied up, and that of course is not that common, and therefore we should be concerned. We should make a gzera kafus otish ena kafus, a gzera when he's tied up, because when he's not tied up, it isn't a valid way of delivering a get. Kamash malon. Amrabaya, Michti. We've learned Chotzer. One thing we've certainly learned in our shir is that by putting a get in her Chotzer, it's a valid way of delivering a get. Says the Gemara, Mehechi is Rabbi. What is the basis for that halacha? Says the Gemara, because the Torah says, V'nosna b'yada, and yada, the Gemara is saying, means her Rishus, her area. Ma yada de isa bein medata bein b'karcha. If a woman, midaraisa, becomes divorced, even without her consent, so as long as the get is put into her hand, whether she consents or not is immaterial. It's a valid way of delivering a get, and for her being divorced, afchatzera, the same thing, by putting the get in her chotzer, disa bein midata, bein balkarcha, is a valid way of delivering a get. And as the Mashal explains, what the Gemara is saying is that we don't define the word yada very narrowly, meaning strictly a hand. We define the word yada meaning reshusa. Ask the Gemara of Amatana if the case where he gave it a chotzer and the get, midati isa bakar chaleska. Nobody, the halach is, you can't force somebody to take something. So if he's giving her the chotzer and she's refusing to receive the chotzer, then the get shouldn't be a valid get. But that distinction wasn't made, says the Gemara. Why is that a factor? Maskelar of Sim Barashi, Veshlich al Kabbalah. A woman is allowed to appoint a shliach to accept the get on her behalf. The Medata Isa that only a shtir kabbalah can only be appointed if she knowingly appointed him. Bal karchaleisa, if she didn't appoint him, he wouldn't be able to be a shtir kabbalah. You can't be somebody's shliach unless you were appointed to be the shliach. And yet, we know the concept that we often understand, kahav a shliach l'kabbalah. He could, a shliach could accept the get. So we see the fact that something is only doable with her consent does not prevent it from being an illegitimate way of receiving a get. V'baya, ot a shlichas miyodas rabbi, says Abayu, you can't compare the halacha of shlichas and yad. Shilach v'shulchas rabbi, the Torah teaches us that shlichas is acceptable. How do we know? Because the Torah says v'shulcha mebeisa, and it would have been enough for the Torah said v'shilach mebeisa. The fact that the Torah says v'shilcha comes to teach us that even in a case where she isn't, that even in a case where it requires consent, and it wouldn't work without consent, shlichus works. But the get being deposited in a chotzer or now gemara, in a chotzer or in the evet's hand that he's giving her, that we don't have a ribuy that is acceptable. That's acceptable. Ribuy seima shlichus kabbalah namei ashkar bal karchom. What are you saying is the deficiency of shlichus l'kabbalah? Because it's only workable when she consents. She came, Av Makabel Getel Bita Ketana Bal Karchom. We have a concept that her father, who married off, whose daughter is still a Ketana, the Aloch is he could take the get for his daughter, even though she doesn't have, according to the Torah, any das. So we see that Shlichus is effective even when it didn't involve her consent, because she doesn't have the ability to consent. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Al Ola Shel Zayis, if the get was written on a leaf of a olive tree, Karen Shel Par on the horn of a cow, and he gave it a whole cow, or if the get was written on the hand of an Eved, and he gave it an Eved. Mishlama, says the Gemara, Yad Eved, the reason that he has to give it a whole Eved, because the Torah says, La'ef Shlamitzi, obviously, one cannot cut off the hand of the Eved, and if the halacha would be, that you have to cut the hand off, so besides that you're not allowed to cut off the Eved, as Rashi explains, an Eved Kanani does have, to a great degree, of the status of a Jew, and certainly one would not be allowed to cut off the hand of a Jew, this is no different. Moreover, the Mefarshim explain that the halacha is that an Eved yotze b'roshi avarim. If an owner will to hurt an Eved to the degree that he caused one of the 24 roshi avarim to be damaged, the Eved goes free. So that's clearly an indication that he's not considered, that you're not allowed to hurt him. And since you're not allowed to hurt him, so obviously the Eved is the Yad the Eved La'ef Shel Miktzei El Kan Shepara. But why is there a problem to give the entire necessary to give the Karen of the Para Liktzei V'Leisvila? Let him just cut off the horn and give the horn to the Isha, and that will be a valid way for getting divorced. Amakra answers the Gemara, because when the Torah speaks about the halacha of giving the get, the Torah says, v'kosav law, save a kriyas v'noson law. What does the Torah mean with this, says the Gemara? Mi she'enim v'chus al k'siva v'nesina. That as soon as the get is written, it can be delivered. In this case, it could not be given immediately. Yotze shezeh, if the horn of the cow has to first be detached from the cow, so it's m'chus al k'siva, you have to cut it in between. And therefore, that would be a reason that the get is not valid, because the get has to be given immediately. So the Bahag, Tosfos quotes a Bahag, based on this Gemara, that if a get was written on a large piece of parchment, the entire parchment must be given as the get. Because, again, points out the Behag, cutting off the extra part of the parchment before giving the get would be an unacceptable interruption between the writing and the giving of the get. Tosfos, however, cites the Rashbam, who disagrees. He says that there's a difference between disconnecting the horn from a cow and cutting extra pieces of paper. He says cutting off the horn of a cow is considered oikudava migaduloi, taking something from where it grows. That is considered an act of interruption. Just cutting off extra paper is not considered an act of interruption. The Gemara, we learned earlier in our Masechta, on the Yud Zayin Mabeis, speaks about a case who cuts out the date, but the husband who we concerned cut out the date from his wife's get because his wife was his relative and she had an adulterous relationship and the date could cause her to be killed. Says the Gemara, seems to say that the issue was that there's no date on the get. But according to the Behag, there's a new consideration. And that's a consideration that we cut. And the Behag says, you're not allowed to cut from a get after the get was written. So Tosfos explains that there's a difference between the case of the Behag, where somebody wrote a get on a large piece of parchment. There, you're cutting off big pieces of parchment, which are significant pieces of parchment. And therefore, that's considered, according to the Behag, an unacceptable interruption between the writing and the giving of the get. However, trimming small pieces of parchment, even the Behag will agree, is not considered a significant interruption. Rav Haigoin has a different way. He's similar to the shot of the Behag, but not completely. He says that the issue is, what was the intention when the get was written on this large piece of paper? If there was an intention to cut off the extra pieces of paper, then we consider it a problem. Because we have here a situation where it wasn't a situation where he's going to immediately write the get and give it. He was planning, his intention was to cut in between. But says Rav Haigoin, where it was not his intention to cut off the extra paper on this parchment, even though at the end of the day he perhaps will do so, but since that wasn't his intention, that's why he says that it's not considered, he doesn't consider it an act of interruption. The only question that the Sefer Get Poshut asks on the opinion of Rav Haigoin is that we're saying that the intention to cut or not cut is a very important factor to take into consideration. The only question is, whose intention is the intention that we take into consideration? Is it the intention of the Sefer or is it the intention of the husband? Our Gemara spoke here about the cutting off of the hand of the Eved. And the Gemara said that the problem is you can't cut off the hand because there's an interruption between the cutting and the delivery. There's an issue that you're not allowed to cut, as we discussed, the hand of an Eved. But why, asked the Achroinim, didn't the Gemara mention a different consideration? And that is that if a limb of a person is disconnected from his body, it has to be buried. And since it has to be buried, it can't be used as a get. It's something that has to be buried. So, because of this, the Beis David, another Achroinim say, that if a living person loses a limb, it's appropriate to bury it, but it's not the same as a person who passed away. Other Achroinim disagreed and used different rayas why our Gemara is not necessarily a proof that the limb of a person must be buried. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, A get may not be written on something that's alive, v'loy ela oichlam, and not on food. Ask the Gemara, my Talmud Rabbi Yosef Aglili, what is the reasoning, ask the Gemara, for Rabbi Yosef Aglili's opinion? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. The Torah says in the parish of Gittin, v'kosla sefer krisis v'nosam b'yada, v'shilchem v'beisa. Sefer, the Torah says the word sefer, only ela sefer. I would say that a get could only be acceptable if it was written on a piece of cloth. Menayin l'rabbis called over. How do we know that if it wasn't written on a cloth, it's still going to be a kosher get? Tamaloymer, v'kosel l'mekom mokon. Ask the Gemara, if that's indeed the case, im kei ma tamaloymer sefer, why did the Torah use the word sefer? Ma sefer tov shem b'reichayim. When we speak about a cloth, it's not something that, it's a living thing. Vein oichlan, it's not a food. From here we exclude af kol dover shein beruchaim vein oichlan. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Aglili says such items cannot be used for a get. Rabbanan, how do Rabbanan defend themselves? Says the Mar Iksiv Basefer, if the Torah would have used the word Basefer, so that would be an indication that the Torah is using the word Basefer to describe on what you may write a get. Kedekamrit. Hashtag Siva Kosla Sefer Krisis, what the Torah means to teach us is the Sfiris Dvarim Hudasa. The Torah is telling us what must be written in the get, and that the husband has to write in the get that I'm divorcing you with this paper. Ask the Gemara, and the Rabbanan Haiva Kosav, my Avdalay, what did they use with the word Bekosav? Bibaylay, to teach us the Beksiva Miskareshis. The only legitimate way to divorce a woman is by giving her a written document. You can't divorce her by giving her money, giving her a shava pruta and say, get divorced with this. So why would we think that that is an acceptable way to get divorced? Says the Gemara, because the Torah says, so in this pasuk, the Torah is connecting the yotza, the halachos of Gittin, and the holcha dalocha of kedushin, akash yitzil lavaya. So we would learn from here, mahavaya. Of course, as we know, the first mishnah masechta the kedushin is going to teach us that kedushin could be affected with giving money. Af yitzia, we would think that a get is also effective nami bekesef kamash milan. That's why we have the word bekesef that this is not an option. Vidach and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who use it, the pasuk of a kosav a sefer, to describe on what type of material a get can be written, where will he know this halacha that you can't use money to divorce a wife? Nafkalei, he learns it from the words that the Torah says, sefer krisis, we learn from there, sefer karsa, only a get could affect a divorce, vein davach karsa, there's nothing else that could create a divorce between a husband and a wife. Vidach, what will the Rabbanan use the Sefer Krisis to teach us? The only way a get could be effective is if it completely separates the husband and wife. Ukritanya, as the Brisa teaches us, if somebody gives a get to his wife and he says, Hareza Gitech, I'm giving you this get that you will never be allowed to drink wine, or you'll never be able to go to your parents' house. Ain't that krisis? Because the purpose of a krisis is that it should be a separation. Here, she's still tied to him because of this stipulation. But if he said at shloishim yoyim, so this, therefore they're not tied forever, it will be a valid krisis. There's an interesting question in the Rishonim. Clearly, if he told her, as the Gemara said, Amash Laitech Lebes Avich Loilam, that he said, you may never go to your father's home, so she remains connected, as we just explained, she remains connected to him forever, and since she remains connected to him forever, that's not a valid get. What would be the halacha if he just used the words, if he used a condition, a stipulation, but did not use the word Loilam? Do we assume that every stipulation includes a Loilam, or do we not automatically say that? Another question that the Torah says, the Gemara says that if he made the stipulation for 30 days, So that isn't something that connects them forever. And therefore, the get is a good get. The Torah discusses what happens if he attached a time frame to the stipulation, but the time frame that he's attached to the stipulation is longer than she's going to live. He said, I'm making the stipulation for 200 years. What would be the halacha? Do we say, as long as there's a time frame, it's not forever, and therefore, they're not connected, and it's a valid get? Or do we say that since she's not going to live for 200 years, so that means she will remain connected to him for the rest of her life, and since she's going to remain connected to him for the rest of her life, then it's not a valid get. The Beis Yosef paskins that as long as there's a time frame attached to the stipulation, even though it's a time frame which is longer than she will possibly live, that's considered a valid krisis. Another question that the Rishonim debate. So he made a condition. Let's go to the condition of our Gemara. The condition was that for 30 days you can't drink wine. So what does that mean? She could get divorced immediately because she has a get with a stipulation that's easily fulfillable. Or do we say that if she's going to violate the stipulation, the get won't be a good get? And since if she's going to violate the stipulation, the get won't be a good get, we have to wait until the 30 days are up to make sure that everything will be followed. So this halacha, this pasuk of Sefer Krisis, is here to teach us this halacha that a get has to totally separate the husband from the wife. How could Reb Yossi use it to teach a Sefer Karsav and Dov Echa Karsav? Says the Gemara Idach, Reb Yossi learns this from the words kares krisis. The Torah could have just used the word kares, and the Torah says krisus to teach us both halachas. The halacha sefer karsa veindava acha karsa, and the halacha that there cannot be stipulations that are forever. Vidach and the Rabbanon kares krisis leidarshi. Says the Mishnah in Kaisim mechubel karka. One may not write the get on something which is connected to the ground. And as the Rishonim point out, two reasons. Either because it's not considered a sefer, the Rambam says, a sefer is definition, something which is not connected. Or the other explanation which Rashi offers, something that we already discussed in our shir. If there's something that has to be done between the writing and the giving the get, which means the disconnecting it from the ground, is a disqualification of the get. Kosvoi, but says the Mishnah, therefore, of Kasim Mechubar, if the get was written while it was still attached, but Tolshoi, it was detached, and then only after the detachment, Chasmai, was it signed, and then Nasna Law, and then it was given to her, Kasha. Rabbi Huda disagrees, and he says, Paisel, Achtei Ksivasoi, the Chasimas Betolish, that both the writing and the signing has to be when it was detached. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Memsaira, we can't write a get on a piece of paper that was written on and erased. On a piece of cloth, a piece of parchment that wasn't properly processed. These are types of paper, parchment, that you could manipulate and erase, and therefore it's not a good get. And the Chachamim hold it's fine, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the Chachamim represent the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that we've learned so many times, follows the opinion of Edom Asira. So as long as the Edom Asira looked at the get before it was given to her, and they'll tell us what they saw, that's all we need. Kasal al-Mechubba begins the Mara. If it was written on a Mechubba Karka, and then it was detached, signed, and then given to her, the Tana Kama said that the get is kosher. Ask the Gemara Amad Reisha, says the Gemara, and Kaisvin, that we're not allowed to write a get. And Kaisvin doesn't just mean the signature. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Vuhu Shishayim Mokam Tayyiv. As we've discussed many times in our Shiurim, the halach, there are two parts of the get. There's the typhus, which is the boilerplate wording of the get, and there's the tayyiv, which are, as we're going to be discussing, the names and the place and the date. When our Mishnah says that you can't write on Bechubel Karka, that's the Tairif, not the Taifus. But of course, the Paiskim all point out that L'chatchila, the entire get should be written when it's not Mechubel Karka. The Ken Amar Belos Amar Boishia, Hu Shishai Mokim Tairif, if you didn't write the Tairif while it was still connected, the Ken Amar Rabbi Bechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hu Shishai Mokim Tairif, the get will be fine, says the Gemara, because why? For Rabbi Lazar, he was going to have to explain that our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, the machlokes that we often have between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar, Edom Asira Karti, Edom Chasim Karti. He says that the Edom Asira, and therefore the people who write the get, the people who sign the get, aren't what really makes the get. And as long as the get was written when it was detached, the signature is not what's critical. Welcomer. And Kais and Typhus. So why is the halacha, as we said, that the Typhus should not be written when it's Mechubur? Isn't that just boilerplate? Because Shema Yichtav Tairif, and then you have a problem, because according to Belazar, the writing of the get is critical. Kosvel Typhus, because he holds Eidem Asira Karti, not Eidem Chasima Karti. Kosvel Typhus, but teaches us the Mishnah, if it was written that way, the Tolshoi, and then it was detached, the Kosvel Tairif, and then the Tairif was written, and then that's the way the get was given to her, then it's kosher. Vishlokashamar Chasom Mishnina. The Mishnah is speaking about the signature, because our Mishnah is teaching, is following the opinion of Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, when we speak about a get, what we are focused on when we speak about a get is the Chasima, because he holds, as we just said, that the main part of the get is the Eidech Sima. And this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Ein Kaisvin Tairif. We shouldn't write the Tairif on something which is Mechubel Karka, even though according to Ramei, technically there is no issue, because we are concerned, Gzeirah Shem Yachtayim. Maybe you're going to come to sign it when it's Mechubel. And that, of course, according to Ramei, would be unacceptable. But the halach is, if you wrote even the tariff on when it's connected, the vital shoy, and you disconnect it before you sign it, so when the chasima took place in a proper fashion, kosvel tariff, if we wrote the tariff when it's still connected, as long as vital shoy v'chasmai, as long as it was detached before it was signed, Ramea holds Edom Chasima Karti, so when the Edom signed the get, they signed it properly, and therefore, if that's the way it was given to her, kosher, the get would be a get kosher.